Good morning. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip on Tuesday, the 12th of January, 2021. This is pod number 720. It's actually afternoon. It's 6 minutes past 12. Got it wrong. Back to normal, back to chaos. Right, going to have to be a quick one today. I had a few issues, data issues that I needed to sort. Took up a bit longer of my day than planned this morning. Thank you for the comments yesterday's pod and emails, DMs, etc. I will respond to a couple of people and yes, we'll push on next week with those. Tomorrow I'll have some stats of the day. Today I've uploaded on the website in the FTS blog section an updated goal sheet. The goals and goal times broken down into odds on home teams and odds against home teams. It was posted around about December the 3rd. I just update the sheet. So if you go back to the FTS blog and scroll back to December the 3rd, for those of you who haven't seen the link in Telegram and Twitter, then you'll find it there. I'll just keep updating that every couple of weeks now. And I will add that other one either later this week or early next week. I wanted to sit and do some work on it this morning, but I just didn't get time. Get it all up to date and in a format that's easy to upload. Ultimate and everything done. Obviously, we've got midweek football, Premier League, Spurs moved to game moved. Given the old Villa, lucky old Villa, eh? Lucky old Villa. See, helping them stay in the league by moving games around. Middle Earth COVID, and they were on the end of a right old pasting and got away with it. Scandalous. So Fulham are going to get a good slapping instead. And from what I understand, I haven't really read much about it because I'm at the time, but I don't think they're very happy about it. Three games tonight. Sheffield United desperately need a win, but for me, just running through them, I think that's going to be a draw. I do think United will beat Burnley. We're waiting for Man United's collapse as per Suggsy, but I don't think it will be starting tonight. And Wolves-Everton, I think, a draw. Everton, who will be exiting the FA Cup in the next couple of rounds, unfortunately. If they get past Sheffield Wednesday, they won't be going any further. And then tomorrow we've got City against Brighton. I do expect City to win that comfortably. Tottenham-Fulham, I think Tottenham are even at 1.43. Funnily enough, I do think Tottenham are a big price here. I think Tottenham will beat Fulham comfortably. And Arsenal-Palace. I wouldn't, again, want to back Arsenal at 1.59. I know they've shown a little upturn in form, but I think Palace perfectly capable of getting a draw there. But we'll go back to the full previews for the weekend games onwards. But that's it for those. Right, I've got some first half goal bets for you. And tomorrow, I'm going to start doing some book reviews and things. Interesting. I've been reading a novel. I always listen to music when I'm working, so I get up. I've got a Zeppelin, which I just. I got Spotify on my computer and I just send it to the Zeppelin to play in my office. And the in the novel I was reading, I'm reading the novel at the minute, it mentioned, for those of you of my age, and I mentioned Ina Sharples yesterday, brought some people into the conversation. Ina Sharples was pretty much the first sort of one I can remember. It went into Elsie Tanner and there. But my mum used to watch that, loved it, Coronation Street and Crossroads. But in the novel I'm reading, again for people my age, they mentioned Now That's What I Call Music. And I'm sure people my age will remember that sort of appeared, this compilation album of music, of chart music, I'd say early 80s, when I was a kid. And it mentioned it in this novel. And sort of it was, the novel obviously is around that time. And it just got me sort of going back. So I went on Spotify this morning and I've started Now That's What I Call Music 1. And I'm going to work right through the whole lot. And amazing, you know, I tend to listen to the same stuff or stuff that's linked to it. I like Billy Joel, Elton John, Bowie, Elvis Costello, stuff like that, and you sort of thing, and it says, oh, you might like, and I tend to just go around in a loop playing probably the same people. But really interesting just starting that, just hearing songs that you completely forgot about, and how I think everybody has got periods in their life where music just brings back memories, and you think, oh, I was doing that then when that song was out. So just completely off topic, I've just been really enjoying it, so I'm going to start at one and work all the way through. I've actually got on to two this morning. I've done one and I'm a bit way through two. Of now, that's what I call music. Absolutely superb, though. Really, really enjoying it. Anyway, enough of all that. You don't want to hear about my music nonsense. Right, I've got some first half goals for you. And you can either play these from the start, or you can play them 25 minutes onwards. And if they are 0-0 at half time, you could go into the 1.5 market. And back over 1.5 goals at half time and trade from there. They are Bournemouth Millwall, which kicks off at 7:45 in the Championship. Bournemouth Millwall and Heracles versus Emmen in the Dutch Eredivisie, kicking off at 8 o'clock. So Bournemouth Millwall, Heracles Emmen. I've actually got a little system around these which I'm going to include for the Telegram guys. Basically along these lines of backing it after 25 minutes, but I'll put these will become part of the new Telegram spreadsheet on Friday-ish onwards, hopefully Friday, maybe Saturday. Just depends how, with football every day, how we get the data, how quickly I can get everything done Friday morning. Right, guys, that is it from me. Have a lovely Tuesday. As I say, I'll be back tomorrow. I'm going to do book review, bit of a chat, and any bets, etc. And then we will push on. Enjoy your Tuesday, and I'll be back with you all tomorrow afternoon.